Thank you for joining me today. It's good to be together again after the weekend as we press on towards the middle of the month. Friday is the official start of summer. Time marches on, but the Word of God lasts forever. Isaiah wrote this, and Peter quoted it in 1 Peter, "The Word of our God stands forever." You mean we'll have the Bible in eternity? Oh, yes, we will. All who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will have the Word of God in heaven forever, eternity without end. And all who reject Christ, who deny Him their faith and trust, will have the Word of God in hell forever, eternity without end, as an ever-present reminder that God is just when He judges. God is right when He condemns. Oh, I hope you are in Christ this week. And if you've yet to believe in Christ, I urge you to repent of your sin and believe the gospel of God. And to repent, that's what we've been talking about here on God Is, because you see, we have been following Jesus Christ as He teaches us all about God. And as we came to the beginning of Jesus' preaching ministry at the approximate age of 30, in Matthew chapter 4, we saw that the first word out of His mouth is repent. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17 reads, "From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" And I want to tell you up front our plan for this week. What we are going to do is wrestle a little bit more with repentance based on some questions I have received from my Roman Catholic friends in particular. More on that in a minute. Then we are going to move forward in Matthew's Gospel to read and talk about the remarkable moment when Jesus comes to the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist. It's extraordinary to think that Jesus was baptized. He did not need to be, so why was He? We'll begin to think about that together later this week. But first, as we have been looking at what it means to repent biblically for the last 2 weeks, those of you who are Catholics and/or who were influenced by Catholicism as you grew up, perhaps even into your adult years, the question now comes, what is the difference between repentance and penitence? Or is there a difference? Repentance and penitence. Now, if you are not Catholic, never have been, and you're thinking, well, this has nothing to do with me, so I guess I'll tune him out until he's done with this, I urge you not to hit the radio dial or skip these podcasts just yet. I'll tell you why. Someone around you, a family member, a colleague at work, another parent at your child's school, your neighbor, someone is a Roman Catholic. And they have questions about what they are taught in church and what they believe. Don't you want to have some biblical answers to their questions? Yes? Well then, stick with me. The ministry of God is based here in the Boston area, and by far the majority of the people around me are either Catholic or were raised in the Catholic Church. Therefore, I have several friends, a few very good friends, who are in the Catholic Church. Of course, we have many theological disagreements, and the primary one is over this question. How is a person saved from sin and welcomed into the presence of God to live in heaven forever one day? Rome teaches one thing, and the Bible something totally different. The Bible says we are saved from our sin and made righteous by God only by our faith alone in Christ alone. But this is not what the priests teach. They say our good works plus our faith save us. And so this is of great concern to me, because if there is literally one thing we must all get absolutely right, it is, how are we saved from sin? How does God forgive us? Is it only by what Christ has done for us? Or is it by what we do for ourselves and by what Christ has done for us? That is a big distinction, and I believe with all my being the first is right. We are forgiven our sins only by what Jesus Christ has done for us, His good work on the cross on our behalf. We have nothing to give Him in order that we might be saved, absolutely nothing. There is no good in us. Our good works do not save us. No one is going to heaven based on good works of any kind. This is what the Bible teaches with clarity. And I say this because when we talk about repentance, Roman Catholic friends inevitably bring up being penitent. And this makes sense because in your church you have penance, and penance is a sacrament, and therefore hugely important to being a good Catholic. The word penance sounds like repentance. As we will see in the Catholic Bible, the word repent has been replaced with do penance. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. The question is, are repentance and penance the same thing? I'll answer that, so please continue to be with me daily on God Is. But first, let me sketch out what my understanding of the sacrament of penance is for Roman Catholics. And as I do this, I want you to keep two things in mind. First, I am sketching this out for my listeners, so I am not talking about the sacrament of penance in detail, okay? I really want you to understand that. My purpose this week is not to delve into the details of this aspect of Catholic doctrine or teaching. Second, if you're listening to me and you have a critique of what I'm saying, please, by all means, let me know. My email and mailing addresses are given at the end, so jot those down and write to me. I welcome your disagreement, criticism, and any and all comments you have. So if in your mind or heart you're ready to really give it to me, do not hold it in or just shut me off. No, please communicate to me what you feel and what you believe. Or perhaps you want to tell me a little bit more about what you have been taught about penance. Okay, let's proceed as I sketch out for you the importance of the sacrament of penance in Roman Catholicism. For Catholics, you have been taught that there are two basic kinds of sin. The first is mortal sin, and just as mortal indicates, these are deadly sins that rob the soul of God's sanctifying grace, which was given you at your baptism in the church. So when you commit a mortal sin, you lose sanctifying grace, and therefore, if a Catholic person dies having committed a mortal sin and not having dealt with that sin before God, then that person automatically goes to hell. You can see why this is so serious. Your eternal life depends on it. There is a lot of fear that surrounds the issue of mortal sins in the Catholic Church. Now, these are mortal sins versus the second basic kind of sin, which is venial sin. V-E-N-I-A-L, venial sins, are sins that are easily forgiven and cannot keep you out of heaven. Now, how is the Catholic person taught to deal with these mortal sins before God? This is where the sacrament of penance comes into play. What you do is you go to see your priest and confess these mortal sins to him. The priest gives you penance to do, which once done absolves you of your mortal sins. There are three elements to penance: contrition, confession, and satisfaction. As you go through the ritual with the priest, you confess your sin in detail and tell him how many times you have committed it, and you express sorrow for these sins. You express to the priest that you're sorry for them. If you know Catholics who have done this, they will tell you how awfully embarrassing this is. That's why some Catholics I know avoid doing it. They never, ever go to confession. They just will not do it. Following this, you are given an act of contrition, which is a penitential prayer to pray. Then the priest extends his right hand and absolves you of your sins. Usually, you are then told to pray 10 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys and send home, supposedly now guilt-free, because according to the Catholic Church doctrine, you now have the sanctifying grace received at your baptism restored unto you. You are given the sanctifying grace back. Now, if you die, you'll go to heaven because the mortal sin is removed. By the way, and you Catholics know this, the worse the sin, the more acts of penance are required. Less sin, less penance. More sin, more penance. So there, in short, again, this is without much detail, is why the sacrament of penance exists. And so back to the question I have received. Are repentance and penance the same thing? And the answer, according to the Bible, is no. No, they are not the same. Our penitential works, how we express genuine repentance to God, no, these are not the same. And I want to show you from the pages of the Bible why they are not. And as most of you know by now, my source for truth is the Bible alone, Scripture alone. I know this is not true for you as a Catholic. You believe church doctrine, the teaching and traditions of the Roman Catholic Church, such as councils, for example, are also authoritative. So for you, it is what the church tells you to believe, plus the Bible. But not so for me. God, through his word alone, singularly drives what I believe. Therefore, we turn now to the Bible. And yes, I am aware that our time is running short now, so I will save the bulk of what is in my notes here for tomorrow. And you won't want to miss it, but I do have time to say this. Did you know that in the Bible there is not one single reference to mortal sins and venial sins? Not one. I think this should alarm you if you're Catholic and accept what your church teaches. As we have already seen today, if you accept that some of your sin is mortal and some is venial, that is, you buy into this distinction, then you already have a fundamental flaw in the foundation of what you believe about God, because God does not make the distinction. And how do I know that he does not? Again, because of what the Bible says about our sin. And when you read the Bible, you will know that God says a lot about our sin. It's all over both the Old and the New Testaments. So at the start of this week, I answer the question I've been given. It's a good question. It's a fair question. I love questions. And this is a beauty. Are repentance and penance the same thing? The correct and straightforward answer is no. But why is it no? Well, get a hold of a Catholic friend. Invite them to be with us again tomorrow, this same time on this same station, as we answer this together with one another, right back here on God Is.